To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by HelloFresh.com. You can instantly spice up mealtime at home with seasonal fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door contact-free. It's so easy because all you do is choose from more than 22 chef-curated recipes each week, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly options. Add your own bottle of wine, and you're good to go. Make any night feel extra festive with their Surf and Turf, Craft Burgers, and Taste Tours Gourmet Feasts. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping this summer, because with HelloFresh.com, you can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. They feature recyclable packaging and pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on home food waste, so you'll feel good about using them instead of grocery shopping. You'll also be able to save about 40% compared to your local grocer. We also like that you can easily change your delivery days, add extra meals, or skip a week whenever you want to fit your specific lifestyle. So get started with America's number one meal kit at HelloFresh.com and use the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y. You'll receive $80 off plus free shipping on your first order. That's promo code CARY at HelloFresh.com for $80 off and free shipping, or you can find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. For our Write Stuff segment, this is the part of the program where we regularly talk to an author of a book. The author today is Al Levy. He is he's a musician, but he also has a regular day job. But when he was a much younger man, he played as a busker, that is to say a musician, on ferry boats serving Puget Sound in the Northwest, in the state of Washington. Al, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And since this is the Right Stuff, we should say the name of your book is called Blue Water Bluegrass, subtitled The Ferry Boat Musicians. Okay, now we talked a little before we went on the air, and I know this was 40 years ago that you were busking, and you just decided to write a book about it?
Well, I've been writing this book since about 2011. It was it sort of forced itself upon me when I was on a road trip heading south on I-5. Coincidentally, the theme song of the Ferry Boat Musicians was a tune my partner wrote called I-5 South. So as I was down almost midnight on a Christmas Eve with my family asleep in the car, I see all these signs popping out of the darkness, I-5 South, I-5 South, and it all came back to me. My partner had passed away about 4 or 5 years before, and my first partner, I didn't know it at the time, had also passed away. So part of me thinks that this is sort of a ghost story, although I don't write it as such, but I feel like the spirits of my partners had come back to me in that moment and were telling me, tell our story. And so I spent the last 9 years or so writing it, time traveling, and putting it all down, and it's finally here.
So how long were you a busker on ferries in the Puget Sound, the waters of Puget Sound? How long was it? What instrument do you play? What instrument did your partner play? And what's your most distinct memory? I know that's about four questions in one, but a couple of them are fairly easy to answer.
In no particular order. So I play things with strings. I started off playing violin at 8 years old, and then later I picked up the banjo, and a little later after that, the guitar. And currently I can also play mandolin and a little bit of the ukulele. I just like playing music. I started doing ferry boat music in the late winter or early spring of 1979, just stumbled on it by accident with my first partner, Anson. We were taking the ferry from Edmonds to Port Townsend, an hour and 40-minute ride, on our way to, Anson was in a band that had a gig at the town tavern, and to pass the time, Anson and I just jammed together on the passenger deck of the ferry, and by the time we got to the other end, we had $40 in our instrument case.
Did you do it regularly then, and did you make a living doing this? Did you need approval from the ferry boat folks?
Yes and no. So after that, we went back to see if it was a fluke or if there was something there, and we made even more money, and so we're making so much money just playing, playing one evening and one morning on the ferry, That's about as much time as we could spare from our college studies that I could quit my part-time job at Radio Shack, and I made more money playing ferry boat music.
And how long did you do that?
So I kept with ferry boat music from spring of 1979 until Christmas of 1981 when I left Seattle and returned to Anchorage, Alaska, returned home. My partner, my then partner, Steve Gouda, he continued doing ferry boat music up until, probably about September 11th, 2001.
Wow. And where do you live now, Al?
I live in Anchorage, Alaska.
And what do you do? What's your day job?
My day job is I'm a mental health therapist. I'm a master's level clinical psychologist. I have an independent practice. I specialize in complicated family problems, and I enjoy the work. And I still make time to play music, especially with my son.
Good for you. Al Levy is the author of a new book called Blue Water, Bluegrass, The Ferry Boat Musicians, his story of spending almost a couple of years in college playing on ferry boats serving Puget Sound. Al, I wish you best of luck with the book. The website, by the way, is ferryboatmusicians.com. You can find more information there, and I'm sure you can find the book elsewhere. Thanks so much for joining us, Al.
It was a pleasure. I hope we can talk again sometime.
I hope so, too. Take care.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.